I remember there was once a dear spiritual forerunner said to me, Grace, I know you are someone who seem to have that capacity to keep loving and keep receiving love without any limits.
记得曾经有一位属灵的前辈对我说：“Grace，我知道你去对于接受爱，还有一直付出爱，你有很大的潜力。
This kind of made me think. Because interestingly, I'm someone who's highly, you can say emotional, like sensitive to feelings, but I'm also high, very, very rational and logical in my thinking.
”那他的这番说话使我去有更深层的思想。那因为虽然我也是有感性，挺感性的一个人，但是我也是就是也是会思，也是有思考，也有逻辑的这样的一面。
So as I listen to those words, I think, yes and no. Yes, in a sense, I often feel like feeling-wise, I do feel like oh, there's always this rushing like love or love as in friendliness or warmth that keep gushing out from me that sometimes I find it hard to hold it in.
那我去思想的时候就觉得是，还有也是不是？那是的层面就是确实我自己里面有这样的一份热忱，想去和别人分享爱。
But no, in a sense, I know very well there are people that I found difficult to love. It's not like I can truly love without limits, right?
那对他对我的评价我觉得不到位的地方也有，就是其实我也对一些比较难安的人，那也是没有办法靠着自己的力量是这样子不保留的去爱的。
Yeah, very good. So left to myself, relying on my own strength, of course I can't keep loving without limit, but by the grace of God, that has been what I'm determined to keep doing all my life.
那靠着自己确实不能够去没有保留也。源源不绝的去付出爱，但是我知道靠着神他确实可以帮助我们。
So you find that as we approach the Word of God, oftentimes there's both the very pure, direct, simple way of just approaching it as we are.
当我们来到神面前的神的话语面前的时候，那有一种方式就是很直截了当去面对神的话语。
You kind of like try to sense it, feel it with your heart, with your spirit.
那你是用你的心灵，你的灵去感受它。
But that alone can be risky because feelings and emotions come and go. It's not reliable, as we all know.
但单纯用这样的方式去接触神的话语是有危机的，因为我们的感觉、感受有可能会起伏。
So even as the Apostle Paul reminds us, when we worship, when we draw close to God, we have to exercise both our mind and our spirit, our all.
那就如使徒保罗提醒弟兄姐妹的，当我们去敬拜神的时候，我们必须用我们的这个理智，也要用我们的心灵。
So the other extreme is to go all rational, intellectual, as quite many Christians do nowadays.
但是另外一个极端就是单纯的用头脑分析去接触神，还有他的话语。
And that path can also be really attractive to some, especially those people who, like me in my younger days, who are very academically oriented.
那这样子，就是这样的方式对于一些基督徒来说，可能会挺吸引的，因为有一些年轻人，他们就喜欢在头脑上面的有一些更多的知识这些。
Yeah, because intellectual discussion is stimulating to your mind. It kind of makes you feel, wow, so much riches in there and you want to keep digging. So, yeah, it can also be very satisfying, but not necessarily spiritually. It can also be a very human pursuit.
那单纯在头脑层面去讨论圣经，去明白神的话语，那或许会带给人一份的成就感，因为当你越挖越深，就觉得越来越多丰富的内容。但是这并不一定是代表你在属灵的层面就有所得着，接触到神。
So how do we strike a balance?
那我们需要怎么样有平衡呢？
Is there a right way or wrong way in coming to the Word of God before the Word of God?
那我们去来到主的话语面前的时候，是否有一个正确 或者是有错误的方式去来到主的话语面前呢？
So today, as I always seek to do, I'm like an open book, a living, walking book, open for you to look at how God has led me on my journey of faith in understanding more about Him and His Word.
那今天我也好像一本展开的书，让大家去观看去明白我自己是怎么样去认识神，还有去接触他的话语的。
Let's turn to the main passage today. This is from Psalm, taken from Psalm 37, verse 4.
那我们来看第一节的经文，就是诗篇37篇第四节。
How about those who read in English? Please follow me. Let's read it out. Psalm 37, verse 4. Delight yourself in Yahweh, and He will give you the desires of your hearts. And Chinese with Pastor Albert.
三，你要以雅伟为乐，他就将你心里所求的赐给你。
This Bible verse is especially precious to me because it was a Bible verse that was given me at my baptism 26 years ago.
那这一段经文对于我来说是非常的宝贵的，因为在26年前我洗礼的时候是送给我的一段经文。
I love this verse. The moment I saw it, I was deeply in love with it. But at the same time, I was baffled by it.
那我看这一节经文的时候，我是非常的喜欢它的内容，但是同时间我是被它所惊讶。
I wonder if anything causes you to kind of think, hang on, it doesn't seem to make sense to me.
那不知道大家看这节经文的时候有没有觉得有一些不明白的地方？
Any questions?
没
Those
事。
who are really logical?
没些问题。
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, who doesn't want our desires to be fulfilled? Or how nice a promise it is that God is going to fulfill each and every of your desire.
那谁不喜欢自己的愿望被实现呢？那是不是神就会实现我们所有的愿望呢？
But anyone who's serious about being a disciple of Christ would have been taught one condition to follow Christ, as we just learned or recited today, is what? Deny yourself, take up the cross, and follow Christ.
但是，对于主的话语认真，那些明白基督的教导的一些门徒就会知道，做一个门徒其中的必要的条件就是要去否己。
And as someone who didn't make up my mind to follow Christ emotionally on the spur of the moment, but who went through a lot of struggles, both intellectually and experientially.
那对于一个人在情感还有头脑层面都曾经去挣扎过去思想回应神的人来说，
I was at that point where I was already fully convinced of the reality of God.
那当时候我自己是对于神的真实性是完全的信服了。
I am totally ready to surrender everything to God.
那当时候也是预备好将我一切都去交给神，献给神。
To enter into that commitment, that covenant with God, where I promise to wholeheartedly follow Jesus as a disciple.
那也是愿意将，就是有一份的委身去全然的去将自己献给神，去跟从耶稣基督去做他的门徒。
To love God with what? All our hearts? What?
Mind, soul, and strength.
Mind, soul, and strength, our whole being.
那去尽心尽力尽性的去爱神，就是用全人去爱神。
So I was prepared to put aside my own will and my own desires because that was what we were taught, right?
那我就预备好，就要放下自己，还有自己的那些的心思意念。
Isn't that the way that we can discern God's will, that we can fulfill His will?
那这岂不是就是我们所学习的教导，那才能够去分辨神的旨意。
So, how come it says, delight yourself in Yahweh, and Yahweh is going to give you the desires of your heart?
那为什么这里是说你要？以雅为乐，他就将你心里所求的赐给你。
You get that kind of paradox here?
那大家有没有看到这其中的矛盾？
So either the word of God is not true, or the author, whoever wrote it, the psalmist, is a bit being poetic and, making it sound nicer than it really is.
那要么是神的话语写错了，要不然就是这个诗篇的作者就可能用很优美的诗句去说。
So you think my questions are valid?
所以大家认为我的问题是合理的吗？
Yeah? Any answers?
有没有想到一些的回答？
Well, it took me all these past 20 odd years to really keep battling with it, experiencing it, kind of chewing on it to finally come to understand it, not just intellectually, but experientially.
那是花了我大概20多年继续去默想、去经历，不单单是头脑层面去理解，而是在经历上面也去明白这里怎么去看这件事情。
And as a newly baptized young person at that time, I truly was very sincere. I knew that I could never by myself live up to God's standard.
那当时作为一个出洗礼的一个。新生的基督徒，那我是非常的认真，我知道，凭着自己是没有办法活出神要求的那个标准的。
But I was at such a state where I was so grateful that God gave me a new start. I was basically at the end of my life, so to speak. I was in deep depression, binge eating. I basically lost hope in myself, in the world, in everything. But God came to me, He gave me a new start.
那当时其实我是对神非常感恩的，因为过往的生命就是其实就快要就撑不住，快要
崩溃。
崩溃了。那他给我一个全新的开始。那过去我曾经在忧郁症当中，然后也是暴饮暴食，然后对自己对这个世界都失去了信心跟盼望。
And yet he gave me a new start.
但神却给我一个全新的开始。
That is why I was determined. I don't want to risk missing any of God's will for me. I just want his will for me from that point on.
那这也是为什么那时候我都不想去错过神的旨意，任何神的旨意，我想能够去行在神的旨意当中。
Because I've tried long enough to try and make myself happy, make myself satisfied with all my achievements, all my hard work, and it didn't work. It made me a mess.
那因为过往我已经尝试够久了，去用自己的方式去。得到不同的成就啊，去使我自己开心啊，但是这一切都是一团糟。
So when someone comes to such a state, actually, that's also truly a beginning where God can really turn your world upside down if you really have the guts to test the reality of his words.
那确实，人的尽头往往是一个机会去经历神。那只要我们有这个勇气去踏出这一步，就可以经历到神这样翻天覆地在我们生命中的改变。
So at the time, I was just an average teenager, okay? I didn't have any proper Bible training. I mean, of course, in our church, you lack no Bible training anyways, but not in the standard of, a full-time worker.
那当时候只是一个平凡的一个十几岁的少女了，那也没有经受过。所谓圣经话语的这个培训，当然在我们教会中，相信对神的话语的明白是不缺少的，但是这样专业的培训就还没有。
So how did I step by step come to understand God's word more, especially when it comes to passages that doesn't seem to make sense if you really use your logical mind to analyze it?
那如何明白一些的经文呢？特别好像刚才，如果我们用我们的这个分析去看的时候。似乎在逻辑上有一些问题。
So I would like to share with you one person that influenced my life a lot from the Bible, and that's the mother of Jesus, Mary.
那我想和大家分享一个也是影响我生命很多的一个人啦，就是在圣经里面耶稣的母亲玛利亚。
Remember when the angel Gabriel first appeared to her and told her that she's going to bear this great mission of being the mother of the Messiah? She was only a teenage girl, probably younger than me back then, probably in her early teens.
那还记得当时候，天使加百列受差去向玛利亚去说，她将要怀孕，是要，基督要从她的母腹诞生的时候，那当时候大家记得，她还只是一个十几岁的少女，可能只是 在12、13岁左右。
So, like, it wouldn't make any sense to anyone with a right mind that if you hadn't lied with any man that you're going to give birth to a baby, and not just an ordinary baby, but what, the Messiah of the world. It doesn't make sense. It's like you probably think, oh, am I having hallucinations?
那当时候天使对他说的话是人的理解是没有办法去弄明白的，因为一个少女没有和人同床，那怎么可能怀孕呢？而且怀的孕所怀的将会是那他们期盼的那位弥赛亚，那位救主。
And to believe on that and take God's word for it is going to cost her a lot. She's going to have to risk her, her, ma, like her reputation. Yes, thank you, Pastor Lucy. Yeah, like it's going to risk her reputation or even her life because, back in those days, you could be stoned for such immoral behavior, right?
那到时候，玛利亚要去领受神的话语，也是用信心去相信、去回应的时候呢，那其实是对他的名声，还有对他的性命来说，都是有大的影响的。因为当时候不贞洁的妻子是会被石头打死的。
So, what was Mary's response? Do you remember?
那还记得玛利亚的回应是什么吗？
Oh, that's very nice. That was actually the praise that she poured out later on. But in the Bible, in the Gospel of Luke, three times it was recorded that Mary pondered in her heart. She treasured what she heard, which she didn't understand in her heart.
那其实在在路加福音有3次这样去记载，玛利亚将所听到的就藏在自己心里面去反复的思想。
So, as you can see here, the first time it was when the angel Gabriel brought the good news to Mary. And actually, it was even before the news was broken to her, it was when the angel Gabriel greeted her.
那好像这里所说，当玛利。天使去向玛利亚去显现，去问候她的时候，玛利亚第一次这里记载，她将所听到的放在心里去思想。
And we'll come back to those verses later in a moment. But the second time was shortly after Jesus was born, when the shepherds were paying Jesus homage and to yeah, and that's when the shepherds were telling everybody what they saw. And then again, Mary was also very perplexed, so she treasured things in her heart.
那第二次的记载就是当牧羊人去拜访这个弥赛亚这个婴孩的时候呢，就说了一番话。那玛利亚当时候也是将这样的一番话存在心里去反复思想。
And the third time was when Jesus was 12 years old.
那第三次是当耶稣12岁的时候。
So maybe we can take a look at the common phrase that comes, even though not in the exact wording.
那我们可以留意一下，都是类似的表达了。那虽然可能不一定是完全一样的这个句子。
So in the first instance, when the angel greeted her, she didn't understand why the angel greeted her and said that. Oh, greetings, O favored one. Yahweh is with you.
那当天使第一就是那一次去问候他的时候，就说蒙恩的
女子。
女子，那愿雅伟与你同在。
And as you can see here, Mary was greatly troubled at the time and tried to discern what sort of greetings this might be.
那玛利亚就因这话很惊慌，反复思想这问安是什么意思。
And then in the second instance, when the shepherds had come telling them, all the miraculous things happening, Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart.
那当牧羊人去拜访这个婴孩耶稣的时候呢，他们也就分享他们如何见到这个天使啊，听到天使的说话。那玛利亚也把这一切的事存在心里，反复思想。
And think about it. This at that point, Mary had already miraculously given birth to a baby. So even though intellectually she could not really follow, understand, but she is experiencing the miracle already, right? So yet she's still pondering. What does this all mean? How is it going to all come to pass concerning this Messiah?
那当时候牧羊人拜访的时候，那玛利亚已经经历过神的神迹了，因为已经把耶稣生了出来。但是留意到他还是继续去思想，这个牧羊人所说的，他想要去明白这个神对弥赛亚的计划究竟是怎么样。
And then, when it comes to the third instance, it was when Jesus was 12 years old.
那第三次就是当耶稣12岁的时候，
Do you remember what happened?
大家还记得发生什么事情吗？
I bet all the mothers here would identify with Joseph and Mary in that incident. So basically, Jesus was 12 years old. It was his first time following his parents to go to the Passover in Jerusalem.
那这一次的事件，相信在座的母亲们应该都会很深有体会了那时候是当耶稣一家去耶路撒冷参加这个逾越节的这个节庆的时候。
And when the feast was ended, so they were supposed to go back home to Nazareth, but Jesus stayed behind without telling his parents. He basically remained in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them, asking them great questions.
那当时候，这个已经节庆已经结束了，那耶稣的家人就要回到自己家了。那没想到耶稣这个12岁耶稣就留了下来，在圣殿里面去听这些的教师去谈论圣经，也去问问题。
And if you go back and read it on your own, Luke chapter 2, verse 47 said, "And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers."
那大家回去自己看，在路加福音的2章44节那里，47节那里说，听到他的都惊奇他有这样的明白。
So his parents had no idea where Jesus was, so they thought Jesus was following along the big group. And only after one day, a day's journey from Jerusalem, they discovered, oh dear, Jesus, our boy, is not with us. So, like any parents would do, they hurried back to Jerusalem to look for him anywhere, everywhere.
那当时候，耶稣的家人已经这个旅程已经返回，已经过了一天了。那他们以为耶稣跟着，但是等他们留意到的时候，已经过了一天，所以当然他们就很慌张的去耶路撒冷到处找耶稣。
After 3 days, they finally found Jesus to be in the temple. If you were the parent, what would you say?
那又过了3天，他们就在圣殿里面找到耶稣。那如果你是耶稣的父母亲，你会对他怎么说？
So Mary, even though I know Catholics like really hold her very in a very high position, she's just like you and me, any parent. She said, "Son, why have you treated us so? Why did you treat us like this? Do you know your father and I have been searching for you in great distress?"
那我们知道。玛利亚其实就是和你和我一样，都是普通人了，那当时候呢，那他就对耶稣说儿子为什么你要这样子对待我们呢？那岂不知你岂不知道我跟你父亲这样很急忙的去很焦急的去寻找你吗？
So by saying that she's like you and me, I'm not being disrespectful or anything. But you can see the encouragement for us is Mary had to go through the same kind of training as us from someone who actually didn't really understand everything, but maybe different from us if she really treasured everything in her heart. So when Jesus then responded to her,
那其实玛利亚和你和我一样，都是要经过很多的操练去学习去明白神的旨意。那留意到他这里怎么说的呢？
So Jesus said to them in verse 49, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?"
那耶稣就回答他母亲说：“为什么你在找我呢？那岂不知道，岂不知我是？”应该在我父亲的店里面吗？
And then it goes on to say, actually, Joseph and Mary both did not understand that, what Jesus was saying to them. But verse 51, and that's a verse here. Mary, the mother, treasured up all these things in her heart.
那他们就听不明白耶稣的回答，但是第51节那里就说，玛利亚把这一切都存在心里。
So let me tell you, ever since I received that passage and any other passage that I didn't quite understand, Or I seem to understand, but maybe not fully, especially how to implement it, how it's going to be realized in my life. I always treasure them in my heart.
那这也是我自己的学习了。那好像洗礼的那一节经文，那有一些不明白，我就将它放在心里面去思想。那也是应用到其他可能似懂非懂的一些的经文，我也是这样子去做。
So back to today's passage, Psalm 37, verse 4.
那让我们回到诗篇37篇第四节。
Delight yourself in Yahweh, and He will give you the desires of your hearts.
你要以雅伟为乐，他就将你心里所求的赐给你。
Really? How does it work?
这是真的吗？那是如何操作的呢？
What does it mean to delight yourself in Yahweh?
那什么叫做以雅伟为乐呢？
To what extent do we need to delight in Yahweh so that God is going to give us the desires of our hearts?
那以雅伟为乐，这要到怎样的程度？那神是乐意将我们心里所求的去赐给我们呢？
Are these the right questions to ask?
这些是不是对的问题去问呢？
Or have we drifted to another direction?
还是我们已经偏离了方向？
Well, if you have questions, by all means, just ask. God is a very patient and kind and wise Father who's willing to guide us.
那如果我们心里面有任何的疑惑，那就可以去问了，因为天父是非常怜悯有忍耐也是很有智慧去懂得引导我们的父亲。
You know, when we read the Bible, we often come across verses that we think are all very good in theory, but in practice, they just seem to be a bit far-fetched and intangible.
那或许你有这样的经历，就是。圣经的话语看起来说的都是非常的对的，但是到日常生活上怎么去用呢？那会觉得好像很远。
Let me give you another example.
让我给大家另外一个例子，
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verses 16 to 18.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书5章16到18节。
Let us read together. English first and then Chinese. Okay, English. Rejoice always. It's not the next one. Just keep going. I think you would see it. Oh, sorry. Then you can. Yep, sorry. I might have skipped something. Sorry. Yeah. Okay, thank you. First Thessalonians 5, 16 to 18. One, two, three. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Chinese. Yep, it's just the next
要
verse.
常
Yep,
常喜
here.
乐，不住的祷告，凡事先，因为这是神在耶稣基督里向你们所定的旨意。
Okay, actually, quite easy to memorize. I've long memorized them. Nothing too difficult to understand intellectually, is there?
那这段经文不是那么难去理解。
What? Basically, it's telling us this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for us. What is it? Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances. Three easy steps.
那这里就是说到神对我们的旨意，就是要3个步骤啦，就是常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。
But as someone again who's very serious about what I believe, I don't want to just kind of fool myself and live in self-deception.
那对我来说，我是喜欢去对自己的信仰非常认真的一个人啊，不想去欺骗自己。
I was not satisfied with simply saying these nice sounding words in scripture.
那我对于只是单单说这些听起来很好听的一些经文就觉得还不足够，
Because I'm not able to do it,
因为
implement it.
我还不知道如何应用在日常生活中。
What do I mean? Think about it. If we say rejoice always, how often is always? Is it 90% of the time? 80% of the time? And pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing basically is more definite. It's like what? Unceasing, non-stop. Is that even humanly possible? Can you pray 24/7 without ceasing? Honestly speaking.
那这里说常常喜乐，那什么叫做常常呢？那多少 时间叫做常常是90%的时间，还是95%的时间？那不住的祷告，那这里就比较清楚了，就说不住就是不间断嘛。但是我们又如何能够不间断的去祷告呢？
Give thanks in all circumstances. Yeah, this is easier to understand and implement because I can honestly tell you that's what I've been doing for the past, I don't know how many years now, for as long as I can remember since God changed me.
那凡事先，那这个或许比较容易去明白。那我可以诚实的说，自从神改变了我，我都是这样子去学习，在每一件事情上去感恩的。
Because no matter what the circumstance, if you really have been renewed, God will help you see something to be thankful for. Or even if there's nothing you can really think of, you still give thanks for God being in control, that He loves you.
那原因就是。如果神真的改变了你，那你就会在不同事情上能够敏感到，值得去向神感谢的事情。那纵然你都找不到任何可以向神感谢的，那你可以向神去感谢，因为知道他在掌权。
I'm not making this up. So Lawrence can be my witness. Just the other day, so suddenly I was really having a really bad cramp, like stomach pain, and I was so tired that again I told Pascal, but I had to rest. So I went to lie down in my bed and I fell asleep, amazingly.
那他就是最近啦，那可能洛伦斯弟兄也可以做见证，就是有一天我就是胃很非常的不舒服，很痛，然后就需要休息一下。
And then when I finally fell asleep, resting, suddenly I got woken up by a really sharp, annoying sound.
那就是当我已经睡着了，那就突然间被。一阵非常令人刺耳的声音去吵醒了。
I was literally given a heart attack, I feel. I was like, whoa, what's that? What's going on?
那就是突然间惊醒，就是都是让我心跳得很快。
And then it just went on and it became like, went on for half an hour non-stop, more than.
然后就是这样，一直都是这样的声音，就是
imitate the sound together.
就是超过半个小时都是这样的。
Yeah, I think it's probably 45 minutes or so. So basically, the fire alarm or smoke alarm, like for a whole building, was set off because someone downstairs, I don't know what they did, but they must have burned something and it was like really smoky when we opened our door.
那就是这个整栋大楼的这个火警的系统，这个警报器就被触动了。那是楼下的一户人家，不知道他们在厨房做了什么，就是使到整个。大楼的火警警报器都在响。
So actually, because at first we thought it might just be a false alarm. Maybe it's just, sometimes testing the system. So we didn't plan to go out. But because it was really ringing for a long time, so we thought we'd better check whether it's anything is happening. So we got our jacket. And then I was really thinking, oh, actually, this is again a good reminder. If there is fire, you shouldn't be collecting all your belongings, right? But at that moment, it dawned on me what is really important to me is my purse and my laptop because it's got all my sermons and Bible studies, and like nothing else really matters. It's just those two items.
那因为这个警报一直响啊，就没有停，所以应该就不是去测试。所以当时我就出门啦，但是在当中我也向神感恩，因为确实一个很好的提醒。因为一般你要走难就不会花很多时间去收拾东西，但是确实有一些东西是要紧的，比如说皮包啊，还有最宝贵就是我的这个笔记本电脑，因为里面都有主的话语的一些预备的奖章啊，还有自己的不同的查经。
Yeah, their P bow is just because my ID and things I don't want to apply for them again. But anyways, if you don't have time, just leave them go.
当然，如果真的没有时间呢，就为了留性命，那当然要走。
It's almost like a wake up call again that yeah, life, you don't know. Don't think because it's never happened for as long as I had lived there, what if there is a real fire? What if your life is going to end? What is important to you and what are you going to leave behind? Like that, those thoughts really did come to my mind at that moment.
那在那个时刻，那就好像当头一棒，就是如果真的要走难，或者是你的生命就快要结束了，那到底什么对我们来说是重要的？又或者是我们留下了什么样的 一些的影响给其他人呢？
So long story short, I said Lawrence could be my witness because as someone's like kind of musicians, being musicians, music or any sound really get to us. And I was like already, wanting to focus on my sermon and this sound. So I was telling Lawrence, I was like, it's almost like I want to sing along to it. How stupid is that?
那Lawrence 因为他也是对音乐挺敏感的，所以那些对音乐敏感的人对噪音非常的不能够忍耐呢。那就是因为这样的声音啊，在我在预备讲道的时候都是觉得很打扰了。那甚至因为一直在这个背景底下去工作，那好像我就找一些歌去跟着他一起唱一样。
Yeah, and so yeah, the reason I happened to be chatting with him on WhatsApp, and then I remember his response was like, oh, something like, oh, I can't believe you're still being humorous about this, or something like you're being humorous about the situation. And I think it's really that, yeah, it's already become part of me, or the natural, you can say the default, what is it called, autopilot, that in anything and everything that happens, somehow God has trained me to respond. Yeah, in a more positive way, by God's grace.
那当时因为在跟 Lawrence 其中讨论一些组别里面的事情了，那他就回答说：“哦，那你在这样的情况都还能够幽默去应对，那其实我自己回想也是神的恩典，让我能够好像已经学会了在不同的情况底下去感恩啊，尝试从神的角度去看事情。”
Because I also find it's true, that's God's will for us. Like, even if I get really grumpy and annoyed, which I believe I would, like, as my old nature, I would definitely be like, oh my goodness, this is like really annoying, wasting my time. I'm losing, I'm counting every moment. When are you going to stop? But I know it's not going to help. Like, it's just stealing my peace away, robbing my peace. So, why not just be quiet before God and get on with what I can do in this environment under such circumstance? Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry. So basically, I was just saying, 就是我其实也同意这个应该是神给我们的旨意，因为无论你怎么烦躁，你就觉得很讨厌。我以前的性情，我肯定会，因为我是就是做事情要很有规划，然后我就觉得这样浪费我的时间，你什么时候才停啊？但是这样有用吗？我这么烦躁，其实连那份平安都没有的时候，倒不如我就安静的做那一刻可以做的时候，right? So that's, but I want to ask, okay, I managed to fulfill part of this, that's still not the whole will of God mentioned here. How about rejoice always? Yeah, I can be joyful in many things, but as I ask, it says rejoice always. How do we define always?
那刚才这个事件里面，纵然我可以去向神感恩呢，但是却还有谈到刚才神的旨意是要我们常常喜乐不住的祷告，那又怎么样在生活中去实践这样的神的旨意呢？
As we know, rejoice always is not talking just about the feeling of happiness, but it's that state of being, filled with joy, the fruit of the spirit. I think this point no one would argue, right?
那当然，对于要常常喜乐，就不单单是说这个感受上的一个快乐的感觉而已，而是说到我们要被神的灵充满有从圣灵而来的果子，就是神的就是有喜乐。
So, kind of tied in with verse 18, giving thanks in all circumstances, it's still relatively easier to fulfill because if we truly experience Romans 8:28, it's one of the most frequently quoted Bible passage that in all things God works for good for those who love Him. He will bring something good out of each and every situation, so we can give thanks and we can rejoice.
那凡事先还是比较容易去明白，因为好像罗马书8:28那里所说，神
神教万
是
事
互
都
相
可
效
以。
力，叫爱主人们的益处。
So the thing is, okay, the Bible also has another Bible passage that says in Romans 12, 15 to 16, rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. So obviously, there's a time for you to rejoice and there's a time for you to weep.
那罗马书12:15说，要与喜乐的人一同喜乐，与爱哭的人一同爱哭。那确实有一些的场合我们是要喜乐，有一些场合我们是要去和爱哭人同哭的。
And recently, I was talking to a sister who was meditating on this Bible verse, and I think she made a really good observation.
最近我和一位在默想这段经文的姐妹去谈话，那她有一个很好的一个观察。
She shared that, you know, Paul told us we are to always rejoice, but there is a time for that, and there is a time when it's not right to do so.
那她说，纵然保罗说要常常喜乐，但是却有这样的一个时刻，就是说是不合宜这样子去做。
It seems quite insensitive to be super cheerful, you know, all bubbly when someone is going through something really tough, is it? Isn't it?
特别是有些在苦难当中，就是面对苦难的人，那你在他旁边就很开心、很喜乐，那对于这样就不合宜了。
So we have to also learn what it means to really go through things with our brothers and sisters because we are all one body in Christ.
那我们作为基督里同一个身体，我们也要学习如何去分担彼此正在经历的一些事情。
So even if, you know, it's our constant practice, our nature to rejoice in all things, there's also a time when we have to weep. You know, be sensitive to others, to be with them.
那纵然我们学习常常喜乐，那可能也是我们生命中应该有的一个常态了。但是当我们看到有人在哀痛、悲伤底下呢，那我们也要学习与他们一同哀痛。
Okay, quickly coming to the last point that is hard to resolve is how do you pray unceasingly? Can anyone give me any insight?
那如何不住的祷告呢？那有没有人想分享一下自己的学习跟体会？
If you're very serious about implementing it, you would have to admit it's humanly impossible.
那如果你是非常认真想要去回应这里所说不住的祷告，那你要承认就是人来说是不可能的。
Because I have tried, like as a young Christian, I really tried to learn from Brother Lawrence, not this Brother Lawrence, but the famous Brother Lawrence who wrote The Practice of the Presence of God.
那记得我还是年轻的基督徒的时候，我是非常认真，那我去学习一本从洛伦斯弟兄那里去学习，就不是这位洛伦斯啦，另外一位洛伦斯他弟兄他写
罗伦斯。
劳伦斯弟兄他写就是操练神的同在。
So in everything I do, I try to connect with God, try to remind myself of God. You know, and you know the Bible verse in Deuteronomy, even when you wake, when you arise, or when you sit, right? When you can like think of God all the time. But how about when you sleep? So how do we pray when we're sleeping? You can't really control yourself and continue to pray when you sleep, can you?
那就好像《生命记》说，当我们起身坐下，行走都要想起神了。那我也尝试这样子去与神接触，但是当你睡觉的时候，你要又如何能够不住的祷告呢？
And not to mention, as students, you know, let's be real, exam is coming. You know, I only have this much time left, and I experienced it myself. So I was like totally concentrated in trying to figure out this mathematical problem. And I had to be very honest, like, I don't think I was consciously thinking about God. So does it mean that at that moment I wasn't really, you know, practicing or praying unceasingly and connecting with God?
那对于我们当中的学生朋友们来说，那你去预备考试的时候，在比如说学一道数学题，你是全心全意想要去解决这个问题，那其实神就不是在你的脑海当中了，那是不是我们就不能够好像这里说不住的祷告了？
You know, I really thank our spiritual forerunner, Pastor Eric, for his great example. He didn't dismiss such question as being 无聊, being silly.
那我也非常感谢我们属灵的前辈，就是张牧师了，那 Pastor Eric，那他没有把这样的问题觉得是好像是在一个很儿戏的一个问题，或者是很不重要的一个问题。
How thankful I was that he took me seriously when I asked him this question.
那我非常感恩，当我向他询问这样的问题的时候，那他是非常认真的去回答我。
I was sharing with him, I don't understand. Sometimes I feel really bad. Like, I know I should be loving God with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind. But when it comes to the mind, it's that sometimes I'm truly fully occupied with studies. Like, so So how can I ever fulfill this greatest commandment? So does it mean that the Bible is always just good in theory, but not practical in real life?
那我就问他，我真的很想知道怎样尽心尽力尽心去爱神，但是很多时候我在解决一些事情，那确实是没有在想神了。那是不是圣经所说的这些道理都是在理论上听起来很好，但是实际层面上就行不通呢？
And you know, one day I suddenly received a long distance call, and it was Pastor Eric. And as a nobody, I was like, whoops, whoa, I can't believe he gave me a call. And basically, he remembered I was bypassing asking him this question in an email. And because he was too busy to reply me in an email, he actually took the time in his frail physical condition to call me to explain to me.
那有一天，我很惊喜的去收到一通电话，就是 Patrick 他打电话给我了，因为我自己就写了 email 去问他这个问题，但是他当时候有不同的事情在忙，就没有马上的用不能用
电邮。
电邮去回复我，但是他之后却打了一通电话给我。
And that short conversation changed my life forever. No exaggeration.
那就是因为那通电话，就真的就改变了我的生命，那也不是夸大。
It's because God's servants discern that this young person, nobody, is serious about following God. So he took the time and he explained to me.
那他就是神帮助他能够分辨得到这个年轻人当时是真的黄毛丫头，然后就但是却对神非常认真，所以他就是很用心的去回答。
He was explaining to me, you know, is prayer is just like you're breathing. When you breathe, do you really think about that fact that you're breathing?
他说祷告就好像一个人在呼吸一样，当你呼吸的时候，有没有在留意你在呼吸呢？
And yet, every moment, every action that you do depends on your breathing. That's the very foundation of our human physical life, isn't it? The moment you don't breathe for long enough, you die.
那当你呼吸的时候，是不会去想自己在呼吸这件事情的。但是，呼吸却是这么基本，对于我们一个人的这个操作是这么的重要。因为唯有你在呼吸的时候，才能够做其他事情。当你久不呼吸呢，你就没有办法继续下去了。
So he was trying to help me understand that, you know, if you are someone who is really pr putting to practice to love God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your strength, or someone who prays unceasingly, it doesn't necessarily mean every moment you are murmuring. Prayer is not about saying stuff anyway, right? It's not just you talking nonstop.
那如果你是一个对于神认真想要去尽心尽意尽力去爱他的一个人的时候，那其实祷告就多过于单纯的只是向他说些什么。
But your whole life direction is basically focused, you know, on this one point. All that you do truly is just directed at God, is for His glory, is wanting to do His will. So that's your whole obsession, you may call it.
那其实，如果你是想要尽心尽力去爱神，那你的焦点就是放在神那里，你做的一切的事情都是为了他，也是为了去爱他，也是去荣耀他了。那你可以说的是，有这样的，他就是成为了你的一个一个
焦点或
焦
者
点，或者是
最
对。
热爱的那个对象。OK，so for students, as students, it's our responsibility to study hard. So by all means, you can study hard. But you know, before you study, as I always encourage our youths here, you can pray to God, you know, for Him to give you that wisdom, that knowledge, that efficiency.
那对于学生们来说，好像我也不常常的鼓励他们了。当你去读书的时候，当然这个就是你现在所交给你的一个责任了。那你应该去做好它。但是在你读书之前，也可以祷告求神给你有这个应该所有所需要的智
智慧，
慧
还有效率。
效率。
And if you are stressed, ask God to replace that stress with His peace, His unspeakable peace.
那如果你感到非常的紧张，那 恳求神帮助你，可以去帮助你安静下来，可以从他那里能够领受一份的平安。
And while it's true that when you're totally trying to cram all the historical facts or mathematical equations, whatever, you might not be consciously thinking about God, singing praises to Him, but because your whole life, 24/7, is for Him, that's fine. You are living and moving in Him.
那纵然你在那一时刻所想的可能是要背一些历史的一些知识啊，或者是在解决一些数学的问题，但是因为你的人生的焦点已经在放在神那里了，那你也是在神里面去做这一切的事情。
So even my studies is for the service of God. Through my studies, I can, be trained up as a person, how to learn, or I get to know other students that I can share the gospel with. There are many things God can use in everything that you do.
那我的学业也是为了神呢，我学习怎么样去学习，那也是接受训练，然后或者我的朋友们也可以向他们分享福音啊，那其实有好多的层面都是可以去为神而做。
And that conversation really brought me the realization that was truly liberating and empowering for my Christian walk ever since.
那通电话对于我来说真的是解开我心里面的一些思想的，那也是使到我能够知道怎么样去信靠神去有能力去前行。
So that became the constant reminder for me in practice and in my pursuit.
那就成为我实际生活中的一个很重要的一个提醒，还有行事为人的原则，在之后我的这个基督徒的生命道路上是很大的帮助。
So as I understood that more, when it comes to that verse that I was given at my baptism, I didn't fully grasp it yet, but I just learned to delight in Yahweh. So I take joy in whatever circumstance that God has placed me in.
那所以，当我受洗，然后收到那一节经文的时候，那纵然我不是全然的明白这个内容，但是我也学习去以亚伟神为乐。
And I truly learned to joyfully do his will, not always grudgingly, as if God is trying to snatch something precious away from me.
那我也学习去是喜乐的去行神的旨意，而不是就是觉得很为难的去做神的事情，好像他要拖着我走一样。
And just now there's a PPT I skipped, right? So that was our LCDC Church website. And I think I had previously shown you before, but I would like to show you again. I really like what was written there, even though the words are a bit small here.
那这一张 PPT 就是我们将会这个。这个
网站。
网站的 logo 啊，那我很喜欢下面这一行字。
On that homepage, it says, "Oh God, our hearts yearn for you, learning your word in order to do, learning in order to teach."
下面这行字说：“神啊，我们渴慕你，学习你的话语，为了要遵行并忠心的传授。”
Jesus also says in John chapter 7, verse 17, if anyone's will is to do the Father's will, then he'll know if a teaching is from God or just from a man or from Jesus himself. Jesus speaking as like representing just man, or is it from God?
那耶稣在约翰福音7章17节那里说：“若有人立志行神的旨意，那他就能够分辨我说的是从人来，还是从神而来的。
Ever since then, because my heart truly yearns for God, I want to learn His word, not just for knowledge, I want to put it into practice, I want to experience its truth, so that I can pass on that joy, that if you know that effect from His word to others, pass on that life.
那就印着我的心，其实对神是去想要去全心爱他的。那我也是就是认真去学习他的话语。那为了也是将认识他这份美好，这一份的祝福，也可以去分享给其他的人。
So for the past 26 years, that's what I have been doing. Whether I was a student, I was a single sister before I was married, till now I'm a mother. That's still that single focus of my life.
那就是这26年多我生命中的一个焦点了。那不论当时我只是一个十几岁的少年人，还是后来我还是单身，还是结婚了， 或者是现在是一个母亲啊，都是这样的一个焦点。
I want to tell you that I experience when I delight myself in Yahweh, all the desires of my heart at the right time gets fulfilled. A lot of the desires are no longer just small, petty, personal dreams, but when I align my will with God's will, sometimes it's so generous that even petty little dreams he would not forget and he bring them to pass at the right time.
当我这样子学习去以牙为乐的时候呢，也是去遵从他的旨意的时候，那好多的愿望就不再是一些人的层面一些琐碎的事情了。那但是你会发现，当我们尽心尽力去爱神的时候，很多所谓人层面的琐碎的事情，他都是去眷顾
And this is the loving God that we follow.
的。牙伟神就是这样一位全心爱我们的神，也是我们所跟从的神。
Because of time, I can't go on to share how I experience all these, but you can feel free to ask me. I can share anytime with you, so I'm not just saying it, but it's true.
那因为时间的缘故，我就不能够一一和大家分享这当中的这些的经历啦。但也欢迎大家去私底下来问我，我很乐意去和大家分享神在我生命中的这些恩典跟美好。
Because when two persons walk in accord, you know, when your will align with each other, it's the most beautiful, restful way to live. So when we align our will with God, that's also when you can truly be satisfied, no matter what life throws at you.
那当两个人能够将心意就是结合在一起往前行的时候，就是非常安稳的一个情况了。那也是我们跟神的关系也是如此。当我们能够和神的心意是合一的时候，然后
Yeah, then that's when you are truly satisfied.
那你才会真正找到这个人生的这个意义跟满足。
So today, besides it's my turn to preach, it's also a baptism of a student we got to know since 2012. So God has waited for him for over 10 years. We have waited for him for over 10 years. And today he's committing his life to God. So even that small desire, you know, people that we love and miss, because I have to just give me a little bit more time. You know, when we have to move to Liverpool, we have to abandon all that we learned in China. You know, the church, we love them, but since we moved, we just learned to love the family here. You are our family. So we don't hold on to the past, but we commit them to God, and God continues to do his work. And now he is our family. So praise be to God.
那今天也是我讲到的一天了，那也是同时间也是很开心，我们认识的一位朋友，他今天终于要受洗去成为基督徒了。那我们认识这位朋友已经从2012年开始，那我看到神也是去等了他超过10年，那其实当初我们来利物浦的时候要去放下过往我们在国内所学习。关于服饰或者是那边的一些弟兄姐妹，我们都要放手去重新再来。那也是经历到神的恩典，当我们去爱神、去为他而活的时候，那神也赐给我们心里面所渴望的。其实我们也是想念不同的弟兄姐妹，还有这些的朋友，挂心他们的属灵的生命但是神也看到神也在当中工作，让这个朋友可以接受洗礼，今天可以成为基督徒。
So let us learn to delight in Yahweh, okay? As a Christian, 不要常常愁眉苦脸, don't always put a long face. You know, that's not going to tell the world about this good news. Let us rejoice in the Lord always. Let us pray continually, unceasingly, and let us give thanks in all circumstances.
那让我们，特别是我们认识神的弟兄姐妹们。不要常常愁眉苦脸了。那学习以牙为神为乐那当然人看到我们的时候才，我们也才知道如何将这个
好消
好
息
消息和他们分享。
，Yes，所以要怎么样？常常喜乐。 无助的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在耶稣基督里给我们所定的旨意。Let us once again rejoice always, pray continually or unceasingly, and give thanks in all circumstances because this is Yahweh God's will for us in Christ Jesus. May God bless you, and as you delight yourself in Yahweh, He'll grant you the desires of your heart.
那愿神祝福每一位啊！当你学习以耶和神为乐的时候，愿他也将你心里面所求的去赐给你。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Yahweh, our Heavenly Father,
亚伟，我们的天父，
thank you so much for being such a patient Father towards us.
谢谢你，是我们这么有忍耐啊。有爱心的对我们的一位神，
Father, a lot of times, yeah, we are very self-willed or we are very slow to learn.
不仅好多时候我们的意思都是很强，然后也是学得很慢。
Father, you promise your plan, your salvation plan is for all who you have called to be conformed to the image of your Son, Jesus.
我们也知道。在你的计划还有你的应许当中，是要叫那些跟随耶稣基督的人都能够，成长，能够满有耶稣丰满的身量。
We just pray that, yeah, your word, and we trust that your word will never return empty.
我们也相信你的话语，出来就不会徒然归回。
Please transform each and every one of us to be more and more like your son, Jesus.
就恳求你去。改变我们每一个人的生命，可以越来越像主耶稣基督。
Whose only joy and the sustenance of his life is to do your will.
主耶稣他生命的这个力量跟粮食，就是去行你的旨意，也是他喜乐的来源。
So may we sing for you, may we dance for you, may we draw for you, may we work for you, whatever we find ourselves doing, may we do it all for your glory.
所以求你就帮助我们，不论做什么，不论是写字，或者是画图，或者是工作，或者是做任何的事情，都是为你而做。
Even when we are cooking, when we are just mopping the floor, just like Brother Lawrence, let us continually build this unceasing relationship with you, conversation with you.
就好像就是劳伦斯弟兄他无论是做一些的家务事或者扫地，他都是为了你，心里面也和你去交流是去想跟你建立更深的友谊。
Nothing is too unimportant to you.
在你的眼中，没有一件事情是小事，
When we do it for your glory, for our love for you.
因为我们是因着你的荣耀去为了爱你而去做的时候。在你看都是非常宝贵的。
Thank you for hearing our prayer and being in our midst.
谢谢你乐意听我们的祷告，也与我们同在。
May you be pleased and may you find joy in our gathering.
愿你都因着我们的聚集而充满喜乐，也是去悦纳我们。
We love you, Father, and we love Jesus.
父亲，我们爱你，我们也爱我们的救主耶稣基督。
Amen.
阿门。